The AI Today podcast, produced by Cognilytica, cuts through the hype and noise to identify what is really happening now in the world of artificial intelligence. Learn about emerging AI trends, technologies, and use cases from Cognilytica analysts and guest experts.
Hello, and welcome to the AI Today bonus episode of the AI Today podcast. I'm your host, Ronald Schmelzer.
And I'm your host, Kathleen Mulch. On today's bonus episode, we have Igor Perisic, who's the Chief Data Officer and VP of Engineering at LinkedIn. If you haven't already done so, we encourage you to listen to our other interview with Igor on our main AI Today podcast channel. We're excited to have Igor on this bonus episode of the AI Today podcast. So thanks for tuning in, listeners. And thank you so much, Igor, for participating in this.
You're welcome.
So I want to kick this off. If people were able to listen to the first podcast, that's great. And we talked a lot about how LinkedIn has millions of users, and they also have a lot of job postings as well, because when people go to LinkedIn, they're using it as a professional network. So they're looking for their next job opportunity, and they get news and insights on there related to maybe their industry or, you know, the workforce as a whole. So LinkedIn has a unique insight into the changing work landscape and job roles. How have you seen jobs related to AI increase in the past few years? And which job roles have you seen on the uptick?
So certainly over, let's say, the recent past, the really, really recent past, things have changed a little bit in the job market. But let me go back first about the longer perspective, especially within AI. What we've saw, and we publish a lot of emerging job reports on this, is globally, artificial intelligence specialist has grown tremendously over the last 4 years. Roughly annually 74%. And other jobs such like data science are continuing to grow, robotics, data engineer. But top of the line within AI is certainly everything that is touching that different technologies within AI. And certainly growth as, let's say, relative growth in percentage would be rather high just because the base is not necessarily that high. It's not like you have 10 millions of AI engineers or AI scientists and now you're going to grow to 200,000 million. But still, in absolute, it is a large growth. As I mentioned, within the data ecosystem, data engineers, data scientists are still growing. You would have thought that maybe data engineers, because of the rise of these cloud platforms, it may be decreasing a little bit, but still in high demand. And that's probably because of the digital transformation that different enterprises are going under right now.
Yeah, that makes
recently,
a lot of sense.
It's more about things like as frontline jobs, if you want. But interestingly, it's not just about store associates or healthcare specialists. You also have like psychologists, delivery drivers, et cetera, which is more about dealing with the current crisis.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of those things that's really hard for us to predict is so how this latest pandemic that we're dealing with is going to shuffle the job market. There definitely will be some, but maybe there'll be growth. You know, growth, as we mentioned, you know, we've been talking in previous podcasts and remote education and facilitating work from home and telehealth and telemedicine and tele anything, you know, will probably increase, you know. So
I think for the areas that are not necessarily that well served, telemedicine is a humongous and tremendous benefit and goodness that can come out of it. Granted, what it depends is that you also have the infrastructure to deliver it, meaning here it's internet or mobile infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But having a hearing or reading about these individuals that need to walk 5 miles to get to see a doctor, certainly if we continue to invest on that trend of telemedicine, which we're doing now, and we keep it later on, would be a tremendous boom from humanity.
Absolutely. Well, I was looking more broadly across all the various different technology aspects of AI, because not only is your role as CDO, you're familiar with the large and vast quantities of data that LinkedIn is dealing with, but also, you know, you're taking a look at some of the emerging technologies that can help you deal with the data and wrangle it and build models and execute those models and manage those models. So, you know, what AI technology are you most excited to see coming into the mainstream in the coming years, or maybe some things that maybe we could look ahead to in the technology landscape for AI?
So, well, there are many of them. I mean, in the end, I'm doing the work that I'm doing because I'm fascinated by it. But to be fair, I got into this domain long, long, long time ago. And at that time, there were really two things that were big. One was vision and the other one was voice. And even though we made so much progress, let's say on voice with Alexa, Siri, Google, or Cortana, we still have a long way to go. Similarly with video, there's still a long way to go on that as well. On the the more arcane development that I'm interested in is, one is, as we have this explosion of models, there's two things that that are interesting to think about is, quote unquote, how do you model those models? Because as they become bigger and bigger, like GPT-2 has 1.5 billion parameters and God knows how many layers, how do we ensure their convergence over a period of time? And think about it from that perspective instead of just adding layers and just parameters, if you want. And in that side as well is this whole concept about zero transfer learning, that you can build a model for something and apply it for something different without having to retrain it necessarily, or maybe just one step. And that's simply because these models are becoming so large, then just the cost of it is becoming prohibitive. So you can't just do one of these humongous models for everything. And on a complete different side, it's all this domain about federated learning with differential privacy. With IoTs picking up a lot, then how do you actually learn in a distributed system again, where a piece of the learning is done on that device itself and then can be combined globally while preserving the privacy of the individual and the specificity that would be about each and different quote unquote sensors or IoTs. Apple has done some very interesting work of that very early on within differential privacy. And for example, in the context of how to actually think about emojis and which ones are more used or not. And we leverage some of that at LinkedIn as well. But that whole space is really, really nice.
That's great. You know, some really cool insight. Well, I know we're definitely tracking a lot of the technology across the spectrum, part of our research at Cognolytica, and keeping an eye on some things. We've made some predictions at the beginning of the year, so we'll see if those there are some things we could not predict at the beginning of the year, but we'll see if the general trends are correct. So really, thank you so much, Igor. Really appreciated having your insight and contributions to the AI Today community.
Thank you very much.
Great. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today. And listeners, if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, please make sure to rate us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you at the next podcast.
And that's a wrap for today. To download this episode, find additional episodes and transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter, and more, please visit our website at cognolytica.com. Join the discussion in between podcasts on the AI Today Facebook group. And make sure to join the Cognolytica Facebook page for updates on this and future podcasts. Also, subscribe to our podcast in iTunes, Google Play, and elsewhere to get notified of future episodes.
Want to support this podcast and get your message out to our listeners? Then become a sponsor. We offer significant benefits for AI Today sponsors, including promotion in the podcast and landing page, and opportunities to be a guest on the AI Today show. For more information on sponsorship, visit the Cognolytica website and click on the podcast link.
This sound recording and its contents is copyright by Cognolytica. All rights reserved. Music by Matsu Gravas. As always, thanks for listening to AI Today, and we'll catch you at the next podcast.